An old Zen master said, turn your heart around and enter the origin. Do not search for what has sprung out of it. When you have gained the origin, what has sprung out of it will come to you of itself. If you want to know the origin, the essence, then penetrate your own original heart. This heart is the source of all beings in the world and outside the world. When the heart stirs, various things arise. But when the heart itself becomes completely empty, the various things also become empty. If your heart is driven around neither by good or bad, then all things are just as they are. The whole art of meditation, which I have said so many times, is to drop from the head to the heart. So this Zen master say, turn your heart around and enter the origin. All our focus is always out. From the very beginning, we have only learned to go out. So that's why it's difficult to come back, returning to the source, returning to the original state of being. So the first thing is to become aware of it, that we are lost in the myriads of things outside. And there is a longing to come back, to have peace, to be real. Turn your heart around and enter the origin. Do not search for what has sprung out of it. What you have gained, when you have gained the origin, what has sprung out of it will come to you of itself. When you come back to your essence, to your source, everything will fall into place. Then it's not the question of organizing one's life. Because you're coming from a place where everything is organized. You just follow that, you are one with life. If you want to know the essence, then penetrate your own original heart. Again, that is the art of meditation, to penetrate the heart, to get to know the heart. And by knowing the heart, you have to forget the mind. Otherwise, the doubts always come out, the conflicts, the separation, the division, is all part of the mind. And we've been so long lost in the mind that even if you have a glimpse, oh, this is how it is, then shortly after, the other side comes. But maybe if it's not. You're always jumping from one to the other. Thereby never any peace. There is only peace when you come back to the original heart. That heart, in the Buddhist sense, is just clarity. It's not an emotional heart, which is just a deeper side of the thinking mind. This heart is the source of all beings in the world and outside the world. When the heart stirs, various things arise. When your mind, your heart, your feeling stirs, everything arises out of it. The art of living is to have an empty, peaceful heart rooted in your center. Do not be so involved in the outside. But when the heart itself becomes completely empty, the various things also becomes empty. Because the heart is the source. So when the heart becomes purified, clean, empty, returning to its original state of consciousness, then you see that everything is just a dream. You don't get fooled by the appearance. You don't get tricked by your mind, your desires, your dreams. You are rooted in yourself. If your heart is driven around neither by good or bad, then all things are just as they are. This good or bad, that is the division of the mind. In Zen, there is no judgment. There is just seeing things as they are. Everything is. You don't want to change anything, you just see things as they are. This is how the world is, this is how existence is. Everything relax. It's a mystery. Good and bad is divided. But when you come from a place of non-division, of oneness, then everything is like it is. Otherwise, you will always jump from one to the other, judging yourself, judging others, having opinions. But if you don't get touched by good or bad, any splits, then things are just as they are. That is the essence of, in India they call Advaita. It's the same thing. You become non-dual, not split. Otherwise, we are not only split in good and bad, but in so many different ways, no? The only way to have balance is to come back to your source. Master Otsu, commenting on this emptying of the heart, said, "The heart becomes empty, the situation quiet, and the body just as it is." So you have different steps. If the body is not relaxed, natural, then it's very difficult to sit in meditation. That is the first step. That's why so much meditation, dynamic, kundalini, dancing, exercise, bioenergetics, everything to empty the tensions of the body as such. Only when the body is totally natural, relaxed, empty, at ease, Only then can the journey of meditation, an inner journey can happen, of exploring the inner. The heart becomes empty, the situation quiet, and the body just as it is. You are just parking the body, having a comfortable position, emptying your mind, and the situation becomes very, very quiet. Meditation really is a totally non-doing thing. You just have to prepare the right setting for it and then wait. Sooner or later, it will happen. Just as Lao Tzu says, are you ready to wait till the water gets clear? No, the water is all murky because you have been unconscious, very uneasy, very busy with your life, with your thinking, with your doing, with your relationships. Everything is just messy. No, the only way is to become clear. It doesn't have to change that situation. What helps is to become clear, so you don't repeat yourself. In the understanding, you are out of it. When someone succeeds in reaching this point, the mirror of his heart shines clearly, and his nature opens wide and clear. When someone succeeds in reaching this point, the mirror of his heart shines clearly, and his nature opens wide and clear. You become spacious. Instead of being narrow, confined to a little false I, ego, you become universal, spacious, if you succeed. And this succeeding is not even in your hand, because that is where surrender, let go, melting, disappearing, drowning comes in. You have to allow it to happen. And on that journey, there will always be fear, because you disappear. And you, as an ego, is always afraid to disappear, to be alone. Because you know only the false. So if it's not the deeper side of your being that is awakened, that's why, for me, love is so important, because then you dare to go beyond yourself. You cannot do it by the mind, but the heart understands. It goes into a different dimension of you. It has a different memory than the head. When someone succeeds in reaching this point, which very few succeed, because first effort is needed, then longing, then patience. When someone succeeds in reaching this point, the mirror of his heart shines clearly and his nature opens wide and clear. He leaves error and does not attach himself to truth. He dwells neither in error nor awakening. He is neither worldly nor saintly. All worldly desires fall away, and at the same time, the meaning of saintliness is emptied without any residue. Of course, if all opposites are gone, everything is gone. A real master, a real guru, doesn't see himself as a master. He's just sharing his own being. He dwells neither in error nor awakening. He is neither worldly nor saintly. The real liberated man, the free man, is beyond all comparison. You cannot put him in a box. He is neither this nor that, or both plus. In India, they call this what the Sant people talk about here, Jivan Mukta, one that is liberated when living in the body. He is beyond all opposites. He functions totally in the world, but he is not attached to the world. And he doesn't reject the world. Normally, from ancient times, this whole journey, then you reject the world, you deny the world, then you go for the so-called spiritual. Or the other way, you just get lost in the world and you forget the spiritual. No, when you come to your true being, it's nothing to reject. And also is nothing to be attached to, because you have found something much more beautiful than the world can give you. That is called Jivan Mukti. Someone who is free. Nothing can tempt him. And only then are you a free man. It means somebody who is free, it's not afterlife, it's not in heaven. It has happened here. That is an enlightened being, Jivan Mukti in India. This is what this Zen master talks about. He is neither worldly nor saintly. Oh, he is both. He functions everywhere because the whole existence is his playground. He is free. All worldly desires falls away, and at the same time the meaning of saintliness is emptied without any residue. He is just himself. Such detachment from everything is what Master Rinzai called the completely taking away of both of man and situation. Here is experienced absolutely notness, since self and object allow themselves to come to nothing. And the essence, really, of meditation is to come to accept your own emptiness, your nothingness, no-thingness. That is what nothingness, no-thingness. And nothingness, in this language of the mystics, it doesn't mean that it's nothingness. It's just no-thingness. But when there is no thingness, no object, no material thing, it can be a lot of invisible thing. Energy, bliss, silence, grace, consciousness. If you are stuck on the thingness, then that won't appear. You have to go beyond, into the unseen, into the unknown. Such detachment from everything is what Master Rinzai called the complete taking away of both of man and situation. Normally, man is lost, get lost in the situation, in the drama, in your image, in your relationships. Then you forget yourself. You get lost in the situation. But no, the situation is gone. It has no temptations. You have no attachment, not even to the man, to the person who has it. Then what is left? Both the man and the situation is gone. Then something else is functioning. And that is awareness. And the real master, even this non-attachment or detachment, doesn't even come up, because everything is just natural. There's absolutely no effort. If there is any effort, you need to work. Here is experience absolutely notness, since self and object allow themselves to come to nothing. And that is the right word, allow themselves. You have to allow. In the world of things, in the outside world, there you can do things. You can create things. You can work hard, you can make effort, you can try to be something, you can learn something. It's a world of doing, of things, of becoming, of creating something of things. No? In the inner world, it's just the opposite. And that's why people are totally at the loss. What to do? Again and again I hear from people, I don't know how to behave here. What to do? No, because you have to learn a whole new language. You have to fall in tune. Everybody brings your own ideas. Around the master, around the mystic, you have to get in tune. That's the art. You have to learn slowly, slowly how to function from your center, from your spontaneity, from your intelligence, not from your training, not from your ideas, not from your spiritual books. No, everybody is so confused. They don't know. They have lost touch with the spontaneity. And they can't even be total, because there's so many things happening all the time. So even when they come, if they are so lucky to come to a master, it's difficult to be total. Always split. Always divided. Maybe I can learn something else from another master. But like Jesus said, you cannot ride two horses at the same time. Maybe if you are brought up in the circus or something. But otherwise, for 99.9%, it will be a disaster. You will break your back. But this is how people are. They haven't, even if they are so lucky to come close to Rinzai or Jesus or Buddha or any master who has it, then they still look, because they just function in the head. They haven't come deeper. So then you are looking for different text, different words. The art is to be total, to come closer to yourself. Because the real master, his teaching is beyond the words. It is love, it is energy, it is silence. It's the climate. It's not in the spoken words. It's not in. It is not teaching. I have no teaching. But something is happening. Something gets transmitted, and something you are learning, but it's not in the head. It's your heart, it's your being that learns something, something forgotten. This is very mysterious. But people have forgotten that. Even if they are so lucky to find one enlightened being, the mind, the ego doesn't want to stop, it's always looking, and then got more confused. Comparing good, bad. This is how it goes on, instead of settling. It's like when you start digging water after water. If you're not patient and dig deep enough, if you just stop after 1 meter, no, I find no water, you start another place. Then you go on exhausting yourself and you find no water because you don't have any totality. The true, genuine Zen experience consists exclusively in this taking away of man and object. This complete notness is the original place from which all thinking and knowing springs. And when your thinking comes from the source, original source, unpolluted by your own ideas, your personality, your ego, then thinking is very clear. There's no problem. Because it comes from the center. Normally it's the thinking that runs. Thinking should just be your servant. But instead, the servant have made the master, your being, your heart, the slave. That's why everything is topsy-turvy. And it has been so much in charge that now it's difficult to get this servant, this slave out and get the real emperor back on the throne. That is the whole work. How to trick this bastard to get out of the throne? So the heart, the consciousness comes back and there will be peace in the kingdom. That is the whole story. But of course that tricky servant had enjoyed so much, now he's been in charge. I'm not going to give up so easily. Genuine Zen experience consists exclusively in taking away of man and object. It means only when there is totally stillness, silence, emptiness, everything gone. You have to disappear as you know it for the real to appear. This complete notness is the original place from which all thinking and knowing springs. But even if one is permitted to speak of a place at all, such terminology is only provisional. You cannot talk about it, and still we talk about it. It's impossible because it's beyond. So even if we speak of a place, there is no place, there is no guidelines, but it happens. Even if one wanted to characterize it as unbornness, or as nirvana, or as truth, one could never hit it. It lies beyond all terminology. It lies beyond all expressions. Thinking cannot reach that far. Excuse me. And thinking, I see again and again, that poor thinking is trying desperate that you get it. And there's no way. And that's why I remind you, you have to not take yourself so seriously. I laugh, but spontaneously, this thinking cannot even reach that far. But still it tries. It has to give up. Something else has to come back that sees, doesn't think. Thinking can never reach it. If you just understand this, it's such a key. No matter what comes up in your head, no matter what you think, no matter what kind of program you have in your head, nothing. You are far away. It's all have to go. And if everything is gone, what is left? That's the question. That's the whole journey. Then, that which is left, call it truth, nirvana. Nothing can express it. Wisdom, unbornness, just words. It's too vast, it's too mind-boggling to put into any word. Then what are we talking about? And that's the sign, they say, of a master, someone who can lead you back to that original place that you cannot talk about. And still you say, oh, it's so great you talk. Siana said, oh, thank you, thank you. So beautiful you talk. Okay, then I should go on then, if you think it's good. But there's nothing to talk about. Because that which is beyond the words. But that is the mystery. If it comes from the source, then it will touch that. Many people are very good talkers. No, they have many. In California land, they have many, and all over the place. New Age gurus, very good business people, very good talkers, talking about everything. Third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, UFOs and planets, and they soon will come, and we will all be enlightened in 2025 and all that. You have to join the gang, only $1,000 a month to be close to the guru. And you have a lot of fools, that is interesting, because you have people for everything. Not only in the West, in India also. You had one guru, he said, he had a big, big following, tens of thousands of people, and mostly Westerners. We wanted to be enlightened in a few retreat there, $5,000 to get enlightened there, because it was on sale. Then I think it got higher. And then they were all, 60,000 was promised to be enlightened in 2012. Now it's 2019. And I think he's been quiet since 2012. It's just like these fanatic Christians that Jesus comes back 2000, year 2000, he was going to descend Madison Square Garden. Wow. And then 2001, everything quiet. No, you have the gurus, they're doing the same. You have people now in all kinds of New Age. They are more enlightened, more enlightened. He was the greatest avatar, more enlightened than Buddha, more enlightened than Jesus, more enlightened than Ramana. They go on and on and on. And people are coming. They have so much to learn. Just blah, 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 but very interesting for the mind. But thinking cannot reach there. Then what can reach there? Something else, something mysterious. No, you must have all been waiting for Vimal now. But being a good disciple, he did right. Good for you. Beloved, thank you for putting me in the hot seat. I didn't, you did yourself. Otherwise, it could be a cool seat. You have to create it. First, you have to create it. First, then I have to say, you're sitting in the fire. I said, oh, yeah? I know you are helping me to become more real, helping me out of my confusion and into the light that you are sharing all the time. Yes. I do because you asked. And that is already a good sign because you ask, no? Then what can I do then? I thought you've been suffering enough now, so I had to put you in the hot seat. And then you told me what is your distraction for the peace. And that's what I had to help you, because now it's coming from you. Everybody knows, but you don't want to see. Because you are protecting your own dreams. You're protecting your confusion. It's like the slave has been there so long, the servant has been there so long, he doesn't want to leave. You don't want to see, even if it's very clear. But luckily, when the master asks you, no, write it down, focus now. Then you saw, of course, because it's very clear. And then you say, you honestly, you are afraid of being alone, unable to let go of desires and dreams. And I understand also that as long as they go on, I will go on suffering. Yes, that's how it is. So if you suffer, be responsible for that, because it's your own creation. No, I have told you, if you want to go out, go beyond that, no? That is the struggle, the inner struggle. Either you are a slave of the lower, at least be a slave for the higher. You have spelled it out for me many, many times, for years. Yes. I can only spell it out, but are you listening? That's what it has come to now. Do you really listen? You have to come to a choice. What do you want? Do you want to go on in your suffering, or do you want to grow and expand? But because you don't even know how it is the next, then you rather hold on to that which you know. How would it be when I'm alone, when I have left all that gives me a little, just like a candy? It's a lot of suffering, but once in a while, I get the candy. And everybody is alone. Come here. Noah, do you want to hold on to the mind and the games, or you want to? You had enough, like you said, yeah? Then what fear is there? Where is the fear? Where is the fear? Where is the fear? Is there any fear? No. And where is that guy who is afraid of being alone? Can you let him go?
Yeah.
So when he's gone, then what? You are still there. Nothing has changed. Just in your head, no? Isn't it? Okay. So are you going to listen to him? Because in fact you are aloneness, emptiness. Everybody is. Space. Fantastic. Wow, far out. No, the truth is out. Then who can be alone there? It is like it is. Isn't it? It is just amazing. Who's alone? You're part of everything, no? Then who is want to hinder that? Who wants to hinder that? That old bugger. And if there is no thinking? No bugger. No. And any fear of being alone? No. Because who is alone and not alone? Don't make you into a thing. Is there something more than a thing, than a body? Is there? Beyond the body? What is that?
Peace.
Peace? So trust that, no? That which is, not that which comes and goes. That runs your life, no? Turn your back to that. And then only find peace, no? Okay? Some fun again.
Yes.
What? What?
Yes.
Okay. You cannot have fear for that which is. It was always that which is will always win. So sooner or later you have to face it. Most people never face it. That's why everybody is afraid to die. They don't even face it when they die, so they die unconscious. If you are conscious, you die. Then you see. Knowing that you are alone, we are all alone, and still, then everything becomes a blessing. My God, and still we can be together, we can be friends, we can share. It's all one. All one in many, 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 many forms. And be aware who you're listening to. Pretty great place to be, if you don't mind mystery. If you can keep an open mind and dance when the coals are burning hot, and forget them when they're not, and just move with the energy and revel in the sunshine when it's on your face, and put a layer on when winter takes its place. Love is a very sweet place to be if you don't mind company, and a little bit of pain sometimes, for we are connected at the source, and life will take its course and bring us into unity. I feel a family growing based on love and trust. We've such a flock of angels watching over us that I feel a hope I've never felt, that the hardest rocks will melt and a new landscape will come in view. For earth, when in love and light and grace, we begin to take our places and each do what we came to do. It doesn't have to be the way it's always been. We can break the patterns now and start. In love, very sweet place to be, if you don't mind harmony, if you can keep an open heart, and dance when the coals are burning hot, and forget them when they're not, and just move with the energy of life. La 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 la. La 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 la. In love, la 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 la. You said again, Vimal, that this was a painful, shocking experience. Is it now? No. You see, when you don't cling to the false, then you are free then. But you are so asleep, I have to shock you. Just to see. No, trust what you are seeing. Trust what you are writing. Have no doubt. My God. Babies. baby, no? You're a baby, remember, you're a baby, no? Then it's very easy. Yeah? You listen to mama and papa, relax. Have trust. Baby doesn't have any mind, you just trust, no? Then, very soon, few years then, then it's finished. No, the ones who know it, they are laughing now. Ha, 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 ha. Huh? It's like that, what do you mean? Yeah? Then it's good to be finished with that, no? I'll be here, no? Yes, for her, I see now that it's only me alone that can act on it. I know now that what to do and how to do it. Thank you, Master, for reminding me to open my eyes. Hamid, what is it to do? What is it you have to do?
I have to see myself.
And how to do it? Don't hold back, no. Open, no. If you see something, if you have an insight, then you have to act on it, no. Remember, that's what I say again and again. If you see something in your clarity beyond your mind, your ego, then act on it, no. Because very soon, the past, your habits, your ego, your thoughts will come again and have doubts. Act on it. Really take it to heart that, no, I see, I know what to do, and I'm going to do it. You have to be like a warrior sometimes. Thank you, Master, for reminding me where to find the courage. I love you, Hamid. Where do you find the courage? Good. That will show you if you... That's the whole secret, coming from the heart. Because when you come from the heart, then you have the whole with you. It's a totally different strength. You can do things, you can think about things, but it has not the strength of the whole. When it really comes from the truth, from the heart, then it's unshakable then, because you have a support of the whole existence. That's what I'm teaching people all the time, you know, especially the ones close to me. Don't get involved in anything personal. Go to the truth. The truth is impersonal. See things as they are. Trust your own intelligence. Don't hold back. Act on it. Then you get stronger. Then the whole supports you. a little short story. A student of martial arts had a question for his sensei, his teacher. I wish to improve my skills in the martial arts. Besides studying under you, I think I should practice with another teacher as well, so as to learn another style. Do you think it's a good idea? The master replied, a hunter who tries to chase two rabbits at the same time will catch neither. Meditate on it. Remember, you can hear things or you can really listen. Do you listen or Vimal? Huh? Just open, no? You have like ears like Dombu now, very good. it's good, no? Pa! That is something else. And sometimes you are a musician also, no? I have a joke for you then. A new age musician from California is convinced that wild animals have a very friendly, loving nature, which will respond to his beautiful music. Clunk, 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 clunk. To test his theory, he goes deep into the African jungle. Bunga, 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 bunga. He finds a little clearing in the middle of the deep jungle and starts softly to play his guitar. Plong, plong, plong. Madhavi style. Plong, plong, plong. Plong, 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 plong. Surely, within a few minutes, out from the jungle, animals of all shapes and sizes begin to appear. Monkeys, snakes, giraffes, zebras, crocodiles, lions, hippos, all are sitting together in the clearing, enchanted with the beautiful music. Suddenly, there is a banging and crashing in the bushes, and one really big old crocodile comes lumbering out of the forest. He stops, looks at the guy, open his huge jaws and zwop, swallows the poor musician in one bite. The other animals are furious. Look here, you old crocodile idiot, roars the lion. We were enjoying that. The crocodile looks at him blankly. Put a hand to his ear and say, say what? Listen, you have to listen, be in tune. During the tour of Europe, Donald and Melanie Trump is visiting England. One day, when they went over to Ireland, Melania makes a discreet visit to the office of a doctor, Dr. Bones. How may I help you? Asked the doctor graciously. Such a great visit. Well, begins Melania, hesitantly, it is a very delicate matter. Do not worry, Mrs. Trump, says O'Bones. You can be frank with me. I'm a doctor, and I won't say anything, and I will be very frank with you. Very well, says Melania Trump. Since coming on this tour, with all the different foods and travel, so many countries, my stomach is always full of gas. And although the gas has no smell and it makes no noise, I find it quite embarrassing. Whoops, there we go again. She says, smiling sheepishly. Oops, there goes another one. The doctor tries to cover his nose discreetly. Then he pulls some tablets from his desk drawer and scribbles furiously on his notepad. Here, he says to Melania Trump, this is an appointment with a very leading specialist, and these pills should help restore your sense of smell. Get out of my office. This can be a very sensitive matter, and special, no, I remember we were in silence and then a lot of Tibetan beans and tofu and stuff like that. Then I hear sometimes some stories, but I think everybody is fine, except then of course Bhakti and we both are. I hear that Vibhoda has a ring of 10 meters around him, is dynamic. And Bhakti doesn't care, she just, we have it on film. Poof. Poof. And then you have some fine ladies that's like, ooh. That wasn't me, no, no. It's like when you're on the plane. No, no, it's in the front. Yeah, sure. My God. Where's Vibhoda? Why do you sit alone there? That's what the... The master says, just be natural. Just let go and be natural. But I also always remind you, be a little sensitive with your fellow friends and the Sangha. Just a little awareness on that, but it's up to you. Beloved Babaji, I'm here now, and I'm also here now. We are both here, that's great. And what better place to be than here and now? Well, you probably know, but I just had the wish to express it, living in the valley and contributing to this beautiful place. Hallelujah. There is not this euphoric happiness that I usually know. It is a softer and normal contentment because it feels so natural. And if I had never, as it is, has never been any difference. Yes, the euphoric, and that can never last. Only the natural contentment, relaxation, that can last forever, no? So that is normal. First, we have the honeymoon, you know, get excited. It's like, how long can you sit in the blaring sun, no? But under the full moon? Long time. It also has become so normal to have you in my life and also in my dreams. You appeared in the last month like the friend next door and helped me to survive the last weeks in Gjøvik. But even in my dreams, this sneaky little voice wanted to remind me, hey, this is Babaji, you must behave. Today in satsang, when you were once again showering us with your love, with your easygoing, playful, sweet, and natural love, my heart became so light and relaxed, and I understood how peaceful love actually is. Yes. That is real love. Real love, always peaceful. Unconditional love. And that it is wonderful to love you. To love you in this natural, calm and normal way. With all the fuss about, oh, the Master. I am deeply grateful that I came here and that you make my life so beautiful and crazy, and that I can finally, slowly, slowly learn to relax. The fight is over. I am where I always wanted to be. At your feet, Rachana. Very good, Rachana. I'm happy you are here. I was waiting for you. Why you stay there over somebody? This is much better. Very good. And this is the first thing the Master has to teach, especially this Master, to relax. But remember, that is just the first step. And already it's so beautiful, because we've been carrying so much holding and tensions, and we never allow ourselves just to relax. And only in love can you really relax. No? Love is the healing. And if there is real love, then the mind has no chance, because love is much more powerful. But the Master always has to play the Master. Because you don't listen just to a friend. I tried that in the beginning. I was just functioning with people and traveling all over. But they weren't conscious enough. It was very, very tiring. So you have to do that, but it's not for the Master, it is for the disciple. Because then maybe they will listen, slowly, slowly. And then the whole journey is to take you back to yourself, first into relaxation, then deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, till there is no more separation between the disciple and the Master. That's the whole journey. But let there never be any fuss about the Master, because the true Master is the only friend. So that, I will read you something that my Master said, and nobody speaks as beautiful as my Master. That's why all the disciples, they think that now. I remember when we, after we came back to India, after no country on the planet wanted to have Osho there because he was a man of truth. They don't want that. Like he was Hitler. They didn't want him anywhere. Poor man, he never done anything. I don't remember anything. The only thing he said, maybe he did something wrong, was when he tried spaghetti. Because he got tomato sauce in his beard. That he didn't like. Excuse me, Venu. All the Italians. But then when he came back to India, and we were still in Bombay with a rich disciple there, then he was tired. I think he was very tired, which I can relate to. And he didn't want to talk anymore. And then all the women, close women, they went in, 4 or 5 women. Please, please. Can't you have to talk? Like that. Okay, then. Like that. This is the question he has. You, Osho, you have said that your sannyasins' hearts beats in the same tune as your heart is beating. Can you talk to us more about this phenomenon? How does a disciple move from the head to the heart? Is it sometimes a disciple is in tune with you, or sometimes not? And if so, what makes a disciple move away from you, and what helps a disciple to come back? It is a little difficult to understand. Things of the heart are always difficult to understand. There are a few disciples who are day in, day out, in a deep harmony with me. There is no gap. In fact, only they deserve to be called friends. So, that I have seen many times that to really be a friend of a master, you have to be worthy. You have to prove yourself. Only then will that happen. I had always wanted not to be a master to anybody, but people want a master. They want to be disciples, which is understandable because that is the only way you can transform, you can learn, to grow. Hence, I played the role. It is time that I should say to you that no, many of you are ready to accept me as a friend. Those who are in tune with me continuously, without any break, are the only real friends. This is the people who is totally devoted, who is melted, who has absolutely not a speck of doubt, who is total 100%. This is the people he talks about. Unshakable. Because they have come to that realization, that self-awareness, unshakable trust and devotion to the master. That is the friend. But as long as you have doubts or come and go, then it cannot be a friend to a master. There are people who sometimes are in tune with me, and sometimes not in tune with me. You are asking why it happens. The reason is, perhaps you may be surprised to know, sometimes they are in tune with me because I am in tune with them, because whatever I am saying is in accordance with them. That means that they still want the master to be with them. They want him to come down to their level. Only then it's okay. They feel this is perfectly right. They are not in tune with me. They are fooling themselves. On the contrary, they feel they are in tune with me only because I'm fulfilling some of their ideas, some of their expectations. That is an illusion. Once you are really in tune with me, you cannot fall out of it. But if somebody falls out of it, it simply means that I have said something, I have done something, which is not in accordance with you. You remain the judge. you have not dropped your judgments. Your ego is still there. So remember one thing. When you are with me, then it is a continuum without any gap. What I say, what I do, does not matter, because you are not the judge. You are the disciple. You love me the way I am. I don't judge. I don't judge you. I love you the way you are. And if it changes, then remember, it is a judgment. And rather than going with me, you are trying to drag me with you, with your ideas, with your ego. And that is not very loving. It's bound to fail. I can come with you, but you are in darkness, and you will lead me in darkness. I have no trouble in coming with you. You cannot destroy my light. But remember, I can destroy your darkness. The master have such a compassion that he can even come with you, but you are in darkness, and you will lead me in darkness. I have no trouble in coming with you. You cannot destroy my light, but I can destroy your darkness. That is the difference. So who is going to lead who? This is where surrender comes in. Intimacy, love, trust. This is the whole art of a disciple. I cannot lose anything by coming with you. You will have to lose many things by coming with me. Remember, you have to lose many things by coming with me. Things that you are clinging to. And when you love someone, only then you are ready to lose anything. Everything, even yourself, this is love. The moment you are ready to lose yourself, the friendship is complete. And there is great beauty, great bliss, great ecstasy. The ego, you can never win because the ego in the first place is false. So the sooner the better, let it go and become a friend. Relax, find peace, find solitude in yourself. Aum Shanti. So happy.
be with you. It didn't matter where. You danced me to an endless ocean view from a high mountain plain. Then you danced me through a dark abyss, over cliffs into flame. And for a while you seemed to disappear. My head could find no place to rest. But when the ashes end, smoke had cleared. You were beating in my chest. What a song, what a song, what a secret open song. We are dancing too. In the cave of the heart, it's been playing all along. But until you never knew. Some people ask me what it is I've gained, and if there's a teaching to impart. But I have no answers, no state to claim, just an arrow through my heart. And some songs that try to name this luck, but it's my destiny to fail. For all expressions and experience next to this love pale, I still don't know where we are dancing to, but I would be a fool to care. I am so happy just to be with you. It doesn't matter where. What a song, what a song, what a secret open song. We are dancing too. In the cave of the heart, it's been playing all along. But until you came,